Order.
Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday when MPs return to the chamber after a fortnight's adjournment, ready for a final two-week sitting period before the House rises for the long summer break, going through to Tuesday, February the 10th. We reported on the adjournment's only committee meeting last week, and as Rhys Lyon now reports, the highlight of the thin trickle of paper coming back from committees is a rap over the knuckles for a new agency set up to coordinate the operations of the most senior branches of government.
The Central Agencies Shared Services, CASS, was set up in March 2012 to merge the operations of the Treasury, the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, and the State Services Commission. The Auditor-General's findings have drawn concern from the Finance and Expenditure Committee, which in its report voiced disappointment and concern that the establishment of the Central Services was not well conducted. In what could be mistaken for a bad school report, the committee makes the stark conclusion, quote, "We expect better of the central agencies. They should be setting an example of good practice for the rest of the public sector," unquote. In combining their back-office services, these three central agencies aimed to enhance capability, provide better consistency, and provide leadership to other public sector agencies. The Auditor-General decided to conduct a review of the central agencies after it had been operating for 18 months, to check whether it had been set up well and to see how effectively and efficiently it was performing, as well as to gauge whether it was providing a good model for other agencies to follow. The Auditor-General found a number of serious deficiencies in the way CASS was set up and reached three main conclusions, including: the central agencies did not follow best practice and information was not collected to monitor effectiveness. Finance services were effective, but improvements were needed, and it was not clear whether CASS provided a useful model for other agencies. The Auditor-General made several recommendations for improvement, which the three agencies are now implementing. The committee's report accepts that there is now a sensible governance structure and a framework for monitoring progress. In the Auditor-General's view, CASS should take some time to settle and set realistic targets before considering any expansion, but there is no reason why the shared services model should not operate effectively if the recommended improvements are made. In response, the Finance and Expenditure Committee noted that the somewhat damning review from the Auditor-General highlights the importance of the Office's role in scrutinising public entities and promoting good practice. In its report, the committee commends the Office's work in carrying out the audit and suggests any problems highlighted by it are now being ironed out. The committee notes that the shared services model has been used overseas in various forms and with varying success, and the improvements recommended by the Auditor-General should allow better practice despite a disappointing start. The committee found it encouraging that the heads of the three central agencies were committed to making the recommended improvements and anticipated a follow-up review in future.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Now here's the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, with a preview of the week ahead.
When the House resumes on Tuesday the 25th of November, the government intends to progress a number of bills on the order paper, including the Education Amendment Bill No. 2, the Parole Extended Supervision Orders Amendment Bill and the Public Safety Protection Orders Bill.
Mr Brownlee then took a question from Labor's senior whip, Chris Hipkins.
I wonder whether he could indicate whether the government intends to progress the Education Amendment Bill prior to the Christmas adjournment. And the second is, I think he had something that he was hoping to do, seeking leave around Wednesday the 10th, and I was wondering, he was about to get to that, so...
Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, it's always the government's intention to progress legislation when it's on the order paper at some point.
The Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, keeping his cards close to his chest. Among them, probably ready to be unveiled on Tuesday, will be the legislation foreshadowed by the Prime Minister, John Key, giving the domestic spying agency, the Security Intelligence Service, or SIS, the same powers that the police now have to put video cameras on private property for up to 48 hours without first seeking a warrant. Tuesday's question time is also expected to feature the first confrontation between Mr. Key and Andrew Little as Labour's new leader. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.